Welcome to Sabbatical 101. My name is Bethany Walensky, and I'm an associate professor at Michigan State University. I had a life-changing sabbatical, and I'm on a mission to help fellow academics do the same. This podcast is a resource for all things academic sabbaticals. Each episode will provide you with inspiration and insight into the sabbatical planning process, regardless of your institution, discipline, length of sabbatical, or where you plan to sabbatical. I'm so excited to have you along for the ride. Okay, guys. So as you may know, I launched my sabbatical coaching program, Reignite, about 3 months ago in May 2024. Today, I'm so excited to talk with Jen, the first of my clients to finish the 9-week program. Jen is a colleague of mine from Michigan State University, and she has a semester-long sabbatical in fall 2024. We recorded this in August 2024, just after she started her sabbatical. So in this episode, we talk about what the planning process was like for Jen, and we get to hear about what she's most looking forward to for her sabbatical. I'm so excited to talk to you about your sabbatical today, Jen.
Yeah, I'm excited too.
So before we get started, would you mind just introducing yourself briefly and saying a little bit about the work that you do?
Sure. So I am an associate professor in teacher education at Michigan State, and I've been there about 10 years now, I think. And I study writing development and writing instruction, typically with secondary high school English language arts students. And do a lot of work with pre-service teachers as well and study how they learn to teach writing and dialogue and critical English ed studies.
Great. And you'll be on sabbatical this fall for the semester.
Yes.
And this is your first sabbatical, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you have a family. So tell us a little bit about who else is involved in your sabbatical.
Yeah, so my husband, Brandon, is also an associate professor at Michigan State, and he's been a faculty member since 2009 at Ohio State and then here, but just because of moving institutions and then other responsibilities that he had, this will be his first sabbatical as well. And so we arranged to take our sabbaticals at the same time. So he also has the fall off. We also have a 16-year-old son who will be a junior in high school, and he doesn't want to miss out on his life. And then we also have 4 pets as well. So for us, as we were planning, we decided this really was needed to be a sabbatical at home just because of our family life stage right now.
Great. And we'll talk more about how you plan that out in a minute. So we started working together in June, and now it's the end of August, and your sabbatical has just officially started. So first of all, congratulations on getting to the sabbatical.
Thank you.
How does it feel so far?
It feels good. The very first day we went out for breakfast together, and celebrated with mimosas and pancakes. And that day felt less like sabbatical and more like summer. But then come Monday, we started getting texts from all of our friends who were in meetings. And realized that we weren't in those meetings. We were on a boat and just off on vacation still. And so that really felt different then. So it's nice to feel like we're entering a really different kind of phase of life right now.
Yeah, that's so great. So if you think back to June when we first started talking about your sabbatical, how were you thinking about your sabbatical then and what has changed?
Yeah, I think back then I wasn't thinking really much of anything. I knew I had the fall off, but I didn't really have a sense of when my sabbatical was really starting. Like, was I already on it because it was June? Was it starting in the fall? When was that going to be? I knew kind of vaguely, because I had to apply for sabbatical, I knew vaguely that I wanted to write a book for teachers, but didn't really know how I wanted to do that and when. You know, I didn't have a good sense of what else wasn't I going to be doing from my typical life, and was feeling kind of like, I guess I was seeing the semester as like a regular semester with two course releases, because I was going to be at home, and, you know, potentially just doing all my usual things without teaching.
Okay.
And now I see it as really different. We did a lot, and we'll likely talk more, I'm guessing, but we did a lot about trying to think about what my sabbatical would feel like, what my big goals were, what my vision was for it. And I decided that since I was writing a book, I wanted to really be a writer. I didn't want to be a professor this semester. I wanted to be a writer. And that's helped me really reframe a lot about how I want to spend my time, where I want to spend my time, how I'm interacting with students and with my colleagues who are also my friends, and they'll be around. And so that really, yeah, I'm really excited about that, because that feels different to me. Even though I'm not leaving, I feel like I'm taking on a different identity.
Yeah, that's so great. And I know that you also have some fun built into your sabbatical. So say a little bit more about that.
So we had talked about sabbatical having different seasons, and I really liked that idea of thinking about different seasons. So this first week has been kind of a fun week where I have no work on my plate that I'm expecting to do. And so we did one boat trip already. I'll do another boat trip this weekend. I'm kind of like in my little like laundry switchover time right now, which is why I'm at home. And that's been like a really nice way to start, because I just get to feel like I get to relax without any expectations. Throughout the sabbatical, I have different kind of fun times built in. Three writing retreats. So that's, you know, work and fun, but I really enjoy being able to get away from my regular life and just, I think it'll be fun to live in that writer mode and just experience being somewhere else as a writer. Around Thanksgiving, I have a conference in the Boston area, and we'll use that as a kind of family time to do some exploring in Boston altogether. My son wants to look at a college out there. And then at the end of sabbatical, over my son's winter break, we'll use that time as a chance to go out to California altogether. So really trying to take advantage of the fact that with my husband Brandon and I not having an overly set schedule, we just have flexibility to do some of those fun things that are harder to fit in a typical semester.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that I noticed as we worked together was, I think you started off kind of framing the sabbatical as, oh, I can't go away and, you know, I'll be in East Lansing. And then somewhere that flipped and it kind of became an advantage to be able to stay home and spend time on your boat and then plan these fun excursions and also be there for, you know, the exciting junior year stuff that Liam has going on.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of planning, I'm sure, that goes into doing sabbaticals away and logistics that I don't have to worry about. But, you know, like weather is beautiful here, you know, through a lot of the fall. And so this is a great place to be. And just trying to see it as not, I have to stay here. I don't get to go places, but I get to be here and enjoy fall in this area in a really different way.
Yeah, so awesome. So was there anything that was challenging about planning your sabbatical?
I think the most challenging parts were constraints that I assumed were there because of responsibilities that I typically have that I, you know, I just expected at first I would need to still keep doing those. You know, so initially just, you know, both work obligations and expectations, but also kind of community service work that I tend to do here. And so, I remember there was a week that you had us think about what is movable. I forget the term you had, but like what can be changed within that. And that really reframed that for me, where I was able to see, oh, I do actually have some agency in these, and I can maybe, you know, be involved still in this community organization that means a lot to me, but maybe less. Or I say some of those things, I'm going to do those in January, not in the fall. And then the same thing for work, just thinking about what I could put off until the spring, what I could delegate to other people. And that really opened up my schedule a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. You created a lot of boundaries with students and collaborators and community members of the community organizations that you could preserve time for the things that you want to be doing on your sabbatical. So could you say a little bit about what your top priorities are for your sabbatical?
Yeah. So, you know, writing the book is a big one. And so, you know, I actually created a little planning sheet that I'm looking at right now that I list my, my priorities, you know, so that I remember them all the time. So, you know, one of my priorities is to be a writer. And so each day it's just like, well, how am I a writer today? And am I, you know, I can do that work at home. I can do that work at a coffee shop. I can be on a writing retreat, that I have a lot of flexibility in how I do that. But that's my primary goal, is I want to really take on that writer identity and work on that book. I also want to, you know, another goal that I have is getting back into group fitness. That was something I did, you know, years ago when I, you know, through doctoral school and then the first few years working here. And then just, you know, my son's schedule got crazy, the pandemic happened, and I just never got back into it. So I'm also using this as a time to kind of explore new opportunities in that way, kind of see how I might be able to fit that into my schedule, and, you know, be able to kind of focus on my own physical and mental health through that process. Mm-hmm.
Great. So you've said a little bit already about the program, but you participated in the 9-week Reignite program to plan your sabbatical. So which aspects of the program did you find most valuable?
I really liked spreading it out over 9 weeks. You know, technically, probably I could have sat down for 10 hours and just done all the planning in one fell swoop. But it really helped me to spread it out because it gave me time to have conversations with family members and kind of do some dreaming together. Probably my favorite week was the plan book week, because I got to, you know, fill out a bunch of sheets, kind of thinking about what a typical day would look like, what different seasons I was envisioning across time. And that's when I feel like that week, a lot of my kind of goals and hopes and visions started to kind of have a concrete look to them, where I could understand, okay, well, that's how I can, you know, both get a book done, but have rest and do fun adventures kind of all in one semester. It started to feel not like a limited amount of time and not having a year, but it started to feel like actually quite open and like a lot of time to be able to do all of that in.
Yeah, that's so great. I love that, the openness. And I feel like we worked a lot on creating like the spaciousness in the schedule so that you feel like you really can, you know, do the fitness classes and do the, and get your writing time in. And also, yeah, spend time with family, spend on your time on the boat, have adventures. And we were able to fit all that in to 15 weeks, which is great. So I know you've only just begun your sabbatical. I mean, it's been like days now, but you've done all this planning. So at this point right now, what advice would you give to a friend or colleague that's planning their sabbatical?
Yeah, I think, you know, really like trying not to jump ahead to the details. I think, you know, in our profession, we have to deal with a lot of details and we do a lot of planning. And, you know, jump ahead to try to figure out how to make everything happen. And I think it was really important for me to take some time just imagining possibilities initially without shooting them down for why they weren't feasible, you know, to not say, well, I don't have the money or the time to go to Europe. So I just can't do fun things or, you know, I don't get to go live in a new place or, you know, it really just imagining what I could do really opened up a lot of possibilities I hadn't really expected. So I think just trying to take some time initially to halt the planning and to do some imagining first is, you know, something that can really open up new possibilities.
Yeah, that's so great. I love that. And I feel like that's how, if I'm right, that's where this idea of like focusing the sabbatical on being a writer really kind of came into focus for you. And that's been such a powerful thread in your sabbatical planning.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, anything else that you want to say or words of wisdom about sabbaticals or sabbatical planning before we sign off?
Yeah, not that I can think of. I'm just really excited to, you know, go through the process of really trying to live out my plan. And so, you know, I've created a lot of kind of little reminders for myself, like right in front of where I'm sitting right now on the bulletin board. I have a list of my sabbatical rules, and it's funny, I'm only like 5 days into it, but when I walked in here and I saw it today, I was like, oh yeah, that's right. Those are the things I'm committing myself to every day. And so, you know, whatever your plan is, I think just finding ways to keep nudging yourself back toward that plan, because it's amazing how, you know, how quickly I needed that redirection to say, okay, these are the three things I care about. And that's all I can, I can refocus every day with that sign right in front of me.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know I was thinking about that as I emailed you with a reminder about this interview today. And I thought, well, I kind of hope that Jen doesn't get this because I know that one of your commitments was to not, you know, read your email so frequently, or, you know, I didn't know if you'd be checking it this week. And so, but you're right. It's, I think the muscle memory to kind of do things the way we always do them is so strong that we really have to push ourselves to have different rhythms and routines on sabbatical. Well, I'm so excited, Jen, and I can't wait. Hopefully we can catch up again in January and see how it all went. But I'm really so happy for you about your sabbatical, and I look forward to hearing how the writing and the sailing and the traveling went.
Yeah, I can't wait to share out later.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jen.
Hey, thanks.
I hope you found this episode of Sabbatical 101 helpful and inspirational as you think about your own sabbatical. If you want to read more about sabbaticals or get even more support for planning your own life-changing sabbatical, head over to my website, www.bethanywalinsky.com, to read my blog and for more information about my sabbatical coaching program.